Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Secretary of State's office is considering replacements for Georgia's voting system in a request for information to vendors. State elections officials asked for paper ballot or ballot marking systems that would be in place for the 2020 presidential primary elections. A pending federal lawsuit would force the state to change from the current electronic touchscreen voting system that's been in use for 16 years. Watchdog groups have criticized the system, which does not have a paper backup, and they say is vulnerable to hacking. The Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School says it will no longer move the Pledge of Allegiance from its school-wide morning routine into individual classrooms. Board Chair Leah Santos tells 11 Alive the decision comes after misleading reports in the AJC that the school was eliminating the pledge completely.
We will reconsider the decision to move the Pledge of Allegiance from a morning meeting with the entire school population to classes. This is what most schools in the United States do.
The school says it is seeking more input moving forward. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in Macon today. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains why.
Sessions was invited to Macon by U.S. Attorney Charles Peeler. He used the visit to announce a $100 million infusion of federal money for victims' advocacy work in Georgia. The Attorney General says that's Georgia's portion of nationwide grants from the Federal Victim Assistance Program.
Almost all of the funds, $3.3 billion, will come from fines, fees, and special assessments paid by the criminals, not the taxpayers.
Sessions spent the night before the Macon visit attending a private event in Greene County. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Two Athens police officers shown restraining a 10-year-old in a viral video have been cleared of accusations of excessive force. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The Athens-Clark Police Department opened an internal investigation after video of the incident surfaced on social media. Officers were placing a man into a patrol car when his son took a running leap towards the vehicle on July 20th. A report obtained by the AJC says one officer caught the child and tried to restrain and calm him down. The report goes on to say the officer put the 10-year-old on the ground to control him, but did not use excessive force such as using his knee in the child's back or putting his body weight on the child. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
And more top box office movies were made in Georgia last year than in California. According to Variety, Canada was the shooting location for the highest number of hit films at 20. Georgia and the UK tied for second place with 15 each. Only 10 of the top 100 grossing films last year were made in California. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.